Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Just got 8:37 Central African time, and alhamdulillah, we have Shiraz Umar, who is an activist, a political commentator, and someone that has been in South African politics with various parties, and perhaps disillusioned with what has happened here. Shiraz Umar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and tell us, how are you doing this fine, beautiful morning?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Very well, thank you. Alhamdulillah, shukr, and you? Everything under control, brother.
Alhamdulillah, by your du'as and by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is in ship shape. And, you know, this weather, what it reminds you of, it's maybe, you know, you grew up in the CBD area, it reminds you of bhajias and hot potatoes and maybe chips, and then you're asking for bundi and sev and so forth. What goes through your mind, Shiraz? It brings back the memories of yesteryear and nostalgia, whereas today, Durban is like a cesspool. Everywhere you go, you know, what's the floor floating on the streets of Durban. Tell us, what goes through your mind when you reminisce,
you know,
and you think?
My favorite, honestly, was two things. You won't believe it. One was nice bhajia with pudina chutney, right? And the other was my puri patta with lemon. Excellent. And a cup of chai.
Ah, that is, you got everyone going there. I think Muhammad Salim Asmal says, ideal for this weather also. Well, Shiraz, getting to the nitty-gritty of politics, what was heartening to note for the people of Palestine, we noticed the whole world has marched for them from, the USA to the UK, and then you looked at and throughout Africa and throughout Europe, there were this bold statement made in favor of Palestine, the algorithms in favor of Palestine, you know, sending shudders down the spines of the Western protagonists, antagonists. And then you find out that the British Prime Minister Sunak arrived in Israel on a military plane to ship weapons in a picture the world has never seen before. The British Prime Minister emerged from amongst the weapons and the equipment from inside a military cargo plane during an official visit to support Israel's massacre and crimes. Shiraz, you've been a big advocate of Palestine. You someone that you say, free Palestine from the river to the sea. What goes through your mind when you see that these are blatant, these rulers are so blatant in the, slanted support for the illegitimate state of Israel, Shiraz?
Okay, let me start off by saying that firstly, right, it has been happening for quite a long period over centuries, right? First of all, people must get it right in history is that there was no such thing as Israel. Nothing. In the map, if you look at the history of it, people were a loving nation. The Palestinians were wonderful people. They were very advanced at that time of their lives also. But what happened, these were guests that came in and suddenly they started interrogating. Now, it reminds you of the situation of South Africa also. When was apartheid in South Africa? Why they ruled for so long? What was the reason that the apartheid regime that ruled for so long? And this is a similar example that's happening in now so-called Israel or whatever it is, that all the neighbors they buy off, they formulate a very, very strong army. South Africa did the same. They go to any of the African countries and bomb the bases, wherever anyone around them that assists. Now, the sad thing is, in the Arab world, we've got neighbors, Egypt, a lot of countries around Israel or Palestine, right, has been basically supported by all these countries. Now, it rings a bell also. What was the reason? It's a good example, but I got to use it. Putin had said in Russia for the last umpteen years, 3, 4, 5 years, he's been saying, please don't bring your NATO to my neighbors here because you all are a problem. And they never listened and never listened and never listened. So when they started bringing the NATO and forcing the issue onto Ukraine, what Putin did, started bombing Ukraine. The similar examples with South Africa and apartheid and also Israel and Palestine issue that's currently going. That's the first phase, that the neighbors. Now, the second one, they've been supported all the years with monetary, with finance, with army, right? I mean, we've got mercenaries from South Africa that are working there in Israel also, right, who have been trained, well-trained army guys, and all, they're all working in Israel to support Israel, basically. But what was the sad thing about it is people are forgetting something. The support that they've been getting, look at Biden just went now, Sunak went now, right? It's all interest. They want to still keep the thorn of the Palestinian, the Israeli, the Jews, in within the framework of the Arab world, because it's a strategic place. They want to control everything and they want to mess. But what's the saddest part of everything? The humanitarian factor. Nobody did nothing, yet they bombed the hospitals. I just read the article the other day, and I speak to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman quite often, right? It's a sad situation. A lot of the hospitals that are there in Palestine currently, he assisted that hospitals. He uplifted those hospitals. And the saddest thing, and how ruthless these people could be, they could go so low and kill and murder, yet get away with it. And that's what's sad. The people are suffering. Now, there's a new thing now. America and all these countries, the Western countries, have been doing this all along. They bomb you, they kill you mercilessly, ruthlessly, and what? Now we're sending aid to you, or we're doing you a favor sending aid to you, right? And what's the best part of it? I don't know if you read now in the last day or so, 24 hours, that within that aid trucks that's going from Egypt, right? Egypt is sellouts anyway, right? Within that aid that's going on, you won't believe it. They've got CIA spies in there. They've got Mossad spies in there. They want to find out further now where the tunnels of Hamas and all that, which comes to tell you something else interesting. Right? I believe, and I don't know, that Israel was the one who created Hamas. That's going on now. I read it by an American journalist, and he said this is very, very interesting. But coming back to all of this, you cannot in the world, however, staff people, water, give them no water, no food, put them in an area and you're in a massacre. That's the situation. South Africa was built on that issue also. They put us, if you look at the areas that they put us all in, into what, all the black townships, the areas, the Indian areas, so-called colored areas, you only had one entrance in and out. So if they wanted to bomb you, they would bomb you. So this is how ruthless the world is, has become, and the eyes are on Palestine. The issue is right now. And it's so sad because look at the condition of the kids. Only now, what helped? Although it helped, but it's also bad. Look at the photography done from there in all your social media platforms. Look at the pictures. Look at the things. But people have not. People have been fighting all over the world, most definitely. Americans are standing up to the people. But what's the difference? Why nobody can do anything? Because politics, all the governments in the Western countries, wherever it is, they all are corrupt, including our country. That is the problem. They push laws, push things, and make decisions without the consultation of the people. And that is not a democracy. And that's happening in the United Nations with veto powers. Whole lot of them are not basically straight. They're not interested. They kill people, murder people. What they did a few days back. They put white phosphorus on the poor Palestinians. Right. Now comes the next issue, very, very interesting. What is the difference with Palestinian people or Arab people or Muslim people? What is the difference to the West in the world? Right. Number one, they have iman. Right. Number two, they are prepared to die for what they believe in. And number three, they believe in martyrdom. Right. And in the name of Allah, if you die in the path of Allah, you will, you know what, you will get a higher state abode in Jannah. Now, that's the difference which the West cannot accept and believe. That's why they call them ruthless dogs, ruthless, but they're standing for their rights. But what's the worst part of it? It's their country. It's their land. They throw them out of their own places, and now they are. But what's the saddest thing? They're getting support from all these other countries. Look at Biden just went running there now, the American president. It just sanctions so much of money there, right? Well, India is supporting it too. Did you know there's an article right now? I was busy on the computer. You'll never believe it. Apparently, I just heard now, Modi is prepared in India to stop all, riots or anything, standing up for Palestine. He just passed a rule that anyone mustn't stand up for Palestine. So the support base that Israel has got, so-called Israel, is the problem. Everyone is supporting. The wrong people are supporting. And it's become a racial issue. It's sad. So what are we going to do about this? What can we do? The whole world is standing. Yes, you're right. The whole world is standing. But the governments make a decision what they want to do. That's the my feel, and that's what I think.
Oh, great indeed, Shiraz. Very vociferous there, and mashallah, making a lot of sense. And also, you know, there are already over 15 cases lodged with the NPA, the National Prosecution Agency, since 2018, Shiraz. However, they refuse to arrest those Zionists that are fighting there in Israel, South African Zionists that are leaving our shores and fighting for the IDF to perpetrate genocide against our innocent Palestinian people. However, our government refuses to arrest these Zionists, and they were very quick to arrest the Tulsi twins, but now they display hypocrisy. I mean, let us put pressure, Shiraz, and your thoughts on that.
Yeah, okay. Let's give you another example. Partly, it's sad that I don't blame them too for being mercenaries who are well-trained soldiers and go in there. They were not given an opportunity here with our government. Our government in South Africa has become very racist. In every aspect, the last time I did mention it very clear on public statement, that the consideration of the whites are not even considered in anything in this country. The trained people. So what do you expect these people to do? But these people should have been more, I would say, considered about humanity and life and all. But also something else. If you're talking about Palestine and the soldiers there, wherever they're getting them all over the world, recruiting them in Africa, wherever all the mercenaries that are killing the people there, there's something wrong with them. They're not right in their head. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with them. How can you be in a situation where a country just to kill innocent children and innocent things, and this is, and the government in South Africa now a problem also. Now they are, as you said, hypocrisy. They don't want to support them. They don't want to give them jobs here in the army and within the army because of racism. So these people go in there. And you have to, now you want to fight for their safety and fight for everything else because they're getting murdered there. How does it work? I don't understand. We all should think about it. How should we work with hypocrisy? How should we work with this thing and get it in order and get it straight and get it right? And I don't know. So this is my idea of the NPA and whatever it is. They can do what they want, but it's a big problem.
This message, again, says, mashallah, great chat there, Brushafa, with Shiraz Umar. No one can hide the truth when it's hidden in plain sight. For how long, Shiraz, can one feed the gullible masses with deliberate false information? The answer, until someone comes along and states that the proven facts in time. Here, when you look at the updates, when Barack Obama said him and Hillary Clinton, this is what they said, we created and we trained ISIS so that, the crisis can continue in the Middle East. And ISIS also gets a free treatment in Israeli hospitals. We must be careful of these agents that masquerade as Muslims, because for far too long have Muslims been duped, and sadly some of them have fallen prey to the trap of Zionism. Please, Shiraz Umar, elaborate on this, because you're speaking with a lot of enthusiasm this morning. That's a compliment for you, Shiraz. Your comment.
Right, okay. Firstly, Obama, right, also hypocrites. Today is easy to turn around and say, about ISIS. It's like even Tony Blair, for that matter. You went to Iraq and you give a sanction and you bomb the temple. Today, you're acting as if you're innocent about it. And when you're there in government, when you're there, you told the line of the situation as far as your political party is concerned. And that is a major problem with governments in the country, in the world, and if not in South Africa also. Same policies. Now, coming back to the issue of ISIS, you see, these guys spend time planning, they get intelligence. They plan 50 years ahead. These guys sit there and they plan. All this ISIS thing came up. Now we're finding Hamas is part of it. So they planned all this, and they take the energy out of you. They take it and they worst it. They thought, the problem is, They thought the Palestinians would have been given up a long time ago. They created this problem, making their life difficult. They thought, but they didn't realize, as I said to you earlier, the Palestinians and the Arabs, the iman and the faith that they have, they prepared to die. That's the difference between the soldiers and the West and everywhere else. They are very frightened of their lives, let me tell you that. Because we believe as Muslims about the dunya issue. We work in our lives as musafirs before we're planning for akhirah. Now that's the difference which exists within the Muslim empire and the West. Now, Obama, Clinton, all support of Zionists. We should all support of Israel because the government in America, do you know, I was checking it out the other day. The American government is giving Israel $1 billion a day. $1 billion a day of American taxpayers' money. That's how bad it is. Right? The amount of money they're giving it to Ukraine. Why? Why? Because of their bases. They're weakening. They don't know what to do. Proxy wars. They create this. And another thing. America is in the doldrums right now. If you look at it. They're in a mess. A couple of $1 trillion in problematic, you know what I mean, financial issues are going down so badly, yet they're still continuing and passing laws of taxpayers' money in America, just like this, to create problems, right? But because if you look at it very carefully, America always got allies to fight their wars for them. They don't stand. They can't stand alone. They're frightened. They're afraid, right? So all I'm saying to you is, whether it's Obama, whether it's Clinton, all the supporters of the Jews in America and wherever it is, the financial, South Africa is another big player in that. If you look at South Africa, for example, right, all our Jewish companies, the economies are run by the Jews in this country. It's been created such. Where the money goes to Israel. Israel, that's why Israel is so powerful in the Middle East. And as I said again, we got sellouts within the Muslim empire in the Arab world, whether Saudi Arabia, or whether it's, Egypt, the biggest sellouts of all, they buy these guys and put leaders there that are not democratic, are not chosen by the people. And that's where our problem is in the world, in politics, in countries like us also at the moment currently. We are fighting for the issue of people to choose governments. People should choose the president, not a political party. Those days are over. It's history. All political parties are big rogues in the world. All for it, because you abide, when you're part of it, I was there too, I know, you got to toe the line within the political framework of what they are saying and what they're dictating. So this is the problem we are having in the world. The Palestinian issue now coming back is a very, very sad one. People now are looking at all, when it's been happening over generations, segregation, wars, apartheid issue, yet the world spoke about it all the while. Every time, and then within the Palestinians, they got sellouts like Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas and all that. These guys are all bought off. This is the problem that we are having. If people stood with the principle, I don't think we should have had this problem for all these generations. It would have been sorted a long time ago. Now it's becoming serious. People are coming to the table now and realizing that, hey, you know what? What we did for all these years is wrong. Let us sit down and let's sort it out. So that's where we are, my brother.
Zakallah for that, Shiraz. And Suleiman says, Assalamu alaikum, Shiraz and Bruce Chef. Take out your computers now. Yeah, and go to Google. Type Jerusalem. It will come up as a capital of Israel. Click on the three dots on the top right. Go to general feedback. Select inaccurate content. Select incorrect in the feedback box. Type Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine, occupied by Israel. Click. Please, can you do this for Palestine? # Jerusalem. That's just a stroke of genius, Shiraz.
Very, very convenient. They've been doing this. If you notice something a few years back, while Trump was there, Trump's son-in-law is there, Kushner, in Israel. He's the one who assisted Netanyahu to say, listen, you know what, don't worry, we will push the issue of the agenda of capital of Jerusalem. You know what I mean? That's the whole issue what they did. They pushed it with Trump's issues with Kushner and Netanyahu in Israel, right? Which is wrong. They're trying to phase out the complete history of Palestine and the people and everything, that it never ever existed. That is the problem. And it's very sad because people that know the truth, now they're suppressing the Jews that stayed within the, in harmony within the Arabs also. They're suppressing them also. There was quite a few people who used to speak to say, we lived in harmony. Why is it? What's happening now? And now they're suppressing those people too, because those people are rather old now, whatever it is. It's a very, very sad situation. And the gentleman Solomon is right. You put it in computer and you realize that everywhere in the world, you go to the map. I mean, if you go to the map, the earlier map, where was Israel? There was no such thing as Israel. Now when you go to the map, you see three-quarters of Palestine is Israel. Right? Everything is Israel. Now they're also controlling everything. They're controlling the people. They don't know. They were one of the finest olive producers in the world. What they did to it, they took it over and made it as if it's theirs. But this is the factor of colonialism. This is the factor of the West. This is the factor that our African leaders all over in Africa never learned. They're learning now, right? What's happening in Northern Africa with the French, Gabon, Burkina Faso, all these countries, right? It's a very, very sad situation. In fact, we were talking about going and assisting these guys there, and then we said, hey, you know what, hold it, this army has taken over, and it's very, very unstable. But it's about time that the French and all the colonials and all these Western countries must wake up and they must go. And I think there's going to be a big change in the world. The whole shift is changing, most definitely, inshallah.
Well said, Shiraz. Your friend here, I think it's Shafiq, he says, up the breeze, Shiraz, you know who I am. And he says, you know what? Admit, the BBC were admitting that they were lying about pro-Palestinian demos. And the BBC has admitted to misleading the public about recent Palestinian solidarity and the demos in the UK and the pro-Hamas protest. Shiraz, the truth is being spoken. I feel so proud of you. Hey, Shafiq, very close to you there, Shiraz.
No, listen to me. One more word I want to say it to you. All these idiots, sorry to say, Mark, all these idiots that are coming out now, they realize that it's open to the world. They have no choice but to say this and admit it. Why didn't they do this all these years when the people were suffering? Why didn't they do this all these years when the people were crying out loud and sending them, don't do this, is apartheid, don't do this, is that. Why is it now suddenly in 2023, after all these generations and centuries, they suppress them? Why? Why? That's the saddest part of it. Today, when you're in the corner, you don't know what to do. When sanctions were put on South Africa, the white government didn't have a choice, right? To upload and say, listen, let's sit down and let's discuss. Why is it like that? Why is it the last minute that we accept everything and admit when we are in the wrong for all the generations and the suffering? Sad to say that.
I tell you, Shiraz, I really enjoyed your company this morning. And before I let you go, perhaps your parting words?
Well, look, the major topic and your question was initially, inshallah, about Palestine. Let's pray, make dua, that all of us give whatever we can, assist them in which way we can, and for all the countries that are suppressed and oppressed. And that's why the great words of Mandela, we will never be free until Palestine is free. And that man, give him Allah must grant him jannat, whatever he is, right? But however, we must all stand together and realize and show the world, bottom line, the truth, what is happening. And let us all prosper and live a good life, inshallah.
Inshallah, truth shall prevail and falsehood perish. Shiraz, you have a wonderful, mashallah, day ahead. May Allah protect you and guide you now and forever.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.